Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pent-up demand, that's what harsh winter weather and more than enough rainfall this spring has led to for Triple D Greenhouse in Greene County, about 10 miles west of Greensburg on Highway 218.
They're already buying some of the early vegetable plants and pansies and things like that, cabbage and broccoli plants, you know, they're already been buying those.
Dave Atwell says they've been planning and planting months earlier for this season's opening.
Yes, we actually start usually in January. We'll start with the seeding and we'll start fixing the baskets usually about the middle of February.
From hanging baskets to bedding plants, they try to meet demand.
The way petunias is our biggest seller, and also a lot of people use begonias and calabacoras.
Their greenhouse operation has seen its share of change, but they continue to make progress.
It's been growing each year. We started in 2000, and each year it gets a little bit bigger. Started out with two greenhouses. We now have six.
Along with spring garden plants, they'll provide summer varieties as well.
We'll have several tomato plants and peppers and cucumbers and squash. We do about 30 varieties of tomato plants.
And the next few weekends, especially for the hanging baskets, will be big.
The Derby weekend and Mother's Day weekend are our two busiest weekends.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do. And for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Dave Atwell, along with his parents, operate Triple D Greenhouse in Greene County, which several years back was a dairy farm with tobacco on the side. They decided to try a roadside market operation, and it too continues to evolve.
Well, we actually raised produce in the summer to start with, and we got out of that, and we just went totally to the greenhouses. But now we have actually went back into the produce also. And then we started doing mums probably in the fall stuff about 5 years ago.
And like he said earlier, the popularity of their place continues to grow.
I'm either getting more customers one or they're buying more. A lot of people just seem to be buying a little bit more, but putting out a little bit bigger garden. Of course, we sell a lot of vegetables, produce also in the summer, but I think a lot of people wants to either raise it yourself or at least get local, you know.
For the locations of roadside markets like the Atwells, you can go online to kyfb.com/markets. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.